We've heard a lot recently about the health benefits of fermented foods. Nutrient-dense, enzyme-rich, and full of probiotics, they're said to improve everything from digestion to depression. Fermentation is also what puts the fizz in your beer and the sour in your pickle. We talked to a couple of Buffalo businesses that use fermentation to create their products with delicious results. Bootleg Bucha, a local kombucha producer, opened a new facility at 1250 Niagara Street last month that's four times the size of its previous location. Bucha business is booming, and we asked co-owner Jeff Emprick how he got his start.
My path to kombucha was through probiotics. I had had acid reflux pretty much since college and was taking either Zantac or Prilosec. And after visiting with a acupuncturist who got me into probiotics and started teaching me about those, I was able to get off Prilosec. And through that, I started researching more on probiotics and found kombucha and started to brew it at home.
So you must have learned about the microbiome. How does fermentation play a role in that? Kombucha is fermented, right?
Yes, it's fermented. Similar to beer and wine and other things, it's fermented with yeasts and cultures in it. The difference with kombucha is that it has a culture of yeast and bacteria merged together, which is commonly known as a SCOBY. And that is the good stuff, the bacteria that helps balance your gut flora, as well as the yeasts that are good for your system as well. And that's what drives the fermentation process.
So what exactly is kombucha?
It's immature vinegar in the sense that it's a fermented product, which is tea and sugar based.
Just black tea?
It's a mix of teas. We use a blend that we've come up with over time, and it's a mix of greens and blacks. That gets brewed, fermented, sugar added, as well as the culture of bacteria and yeast with some starter tea, and then you ferment it. And through that, you get a very smooth, slightly sour fermented tea product that you can then work with in terms of flavoring and different aspects.
Bread Hive Bakery has grown since it graced the cover of the March 2014 issue of Buffalo Spree. The worker-owned cafe and wholesale bakery, located at 402 Connecticut Street, bakes bread, bagels, and pretzels daily using a sourdough starter fermented right on the west side. Co-owner and baker, Valerie Retberg-Smith, describes the process.
We are a bakery that relies a lot on fermentation. All of our breads and pretzels and bagels that we make are all fermented 24 hours in our walk-in before we bake them out the next morning. It just really brings out all those flavors of the different flours that we use. But it also is, when you do ferment, it breaks down the gluten, which makes it more easily digestible. So a lot of people who have like an intolerance to gluten can eat long ferment bread.
Does the long fermentation affect the shelf life? Does it make it longer, shorter?
Yeah, it does. We have a longer shelf life because of it. It lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does make a difference in the way that bread tastes. Every time I switch from eating a non-long ferment bread to eating our bread, it sits easier in your stomach as well. It's has those probiotics and stuff that can be built.
How does fermenting change the flavor profile of bread?
We use a lot of organic farmer ground flour from Trumansburg, New York, outside of Ithaca. And they do a wonderful job at making and milling this really great flour. And if you take a really great flour like farmer ground and do this process, you can just really taste the difference.
If you want something that tastes good and is good for your gut, give fermented foods a try. Your body may thank you later. For WBFO, I'm Wendy Guild-Swearingen.